Matt Bevin is here. You've been sort of swimming in the tidal wave of Trump news this morning. There's a lot to bring us up to date with.
There certainly is, Hamish. Let's start with the meeting last week. The day after he fired the FBI director, James Comey, this was, of course, at least partially because he didn't like the investigation Comey was conducting into connections with Russia. President Trump took a meeting with the Russian ambassador to the US, Sergei Kislyak, and the Russian foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov. Why did he take that meeting? Well,
but when I spoke with Putin, he asked me whether or not I would see Lavrov. Now, what are we, should I say, no, I'm not going to see him? I said, I will see him. During that discussion with Lavrov, I think we had a great discussion having to do with Syria.
In the meeting, which was off limits to American reporters but was attended by a Russian photographer, Donald Trump shared some information with the Russians. Reporting by the Washington Post, New York Times, BuzzFeed, and all the other media that Donald Trump refers to as enemies of the American people, indicates that the intel he shared was classified above top secret, that it was gathered by Israel, that it concerned the use of laptops as a potential way of attacking a plane, and that it hasn't been shared by the US with any of their other allies. Now, here we have to introduce a new character, H.R. McMaster. He replaced Mike Flynn as the National Security Advisor after Mike Flynn was fired, and H.R. McMaster is seen by people in Washington as a responsible and trustworthy man. He was in the meeting with the Russians, and yesterday when the story came out, he emerged to deny that it was true.
The story that came out tonight, as reported, is false. The President and the Foreign Minister reviewed a range of common threats to our two countries, including threats to civil aviation. At no time were intelligence sources or methods discussed, and the president did not disclose any military operations that were not already publicly known. And I was in the room. It didn't happen. Thanks, everybody.
H.R. McMaster yesterday. Notice how he never actually denies the details of the story. He says Donald Trump didn't give up sources and methods, but nobody actually said that he had. The Washington Post story, which was the first one that broke this story, said that he gave up the actual intel, not who gave it to them and how. Anyway, the following morning, last night our time, Donald Trump seemed to have directly contradicted McMaster's whole "I was in the room, it didn't happen" thing. Donald Trump tweeted, "As president, I wanted to share with Russia at an openly scheduled White House meeting, which I have the absolute right to do, facts pertaining to terrorism and airline flight safety. Humanitarian reasons, plus I want Russia to greatly step up their fight against ISIS and terrorism." Donald Trump then went on to start complaining about leaks, the irony of which was lost on few people. This morning, ABC America's John Carl asked H.R. McMaster a pretty pointed question about all of this.
You said that the president did not disclose any sources or methods. He did not reveal anything about military operations. Why were you denying things that were not even reported? What the report said is that the president revealed classified information that had been shared by one of our allies in the Middle East. So the question is simply a yes or no question here. Did the president share classified information with the Russians in that meeting?
And the answer?
We don't say what's classified, what's not classified. What I will tell you again is that what the president shared was wholly appropriate.
Wholly appropriate was the catchphrase of the morning. At no point did McMaster deny that the information was classified. He also did not confirm that the intel was from an intelligence partner. He did say this, though.
The president wasn't even aware, you know, of where this information came from. He wasn't briefed on the source or method of the information either. So I'm sorry, this is going to be the last question because we do have the president of Turkey coming, I think, momentarily. Thank you very much.
We have more questions, General.
We all have more questions, I think.
Yeah, wow.
The most important question, though, is how the Congress is going to respond to this. Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse is livid.
It's just so massively irresponsible and incompetent to make a disclosure like that, apparently inadvertently, not knowing what he's doing, really. You can't help but think back to the harmless classified information that was contained in Secretary Clinton's emails.
I think that response to Hillary Clinton's emails, that response that he's talking about is this.
This was not just extreme carelessness with classified material, which is still totally disqualifying.
The Secretary of State was extremely careless and negligent
in handling our classified secrets. We can't have someone in the Oval Office who doesn't understand the meaning of the word confidential or classified.
Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell was asked this morning by reporters if he had concerns about the president's ability to properly handle classified information. His answer?
No.
He was also asked if he was starting to lose confidence in President Trump.
No.
There you go.
There we go.
Simple. Yeah, very simple. BuzzFeed this morning is reporting that Israeli intelligence officers have told them that it is their worst fears confirmed. A European official has told the AP, meanwhile, that their country might stop sharing intel with the US if Trump really did give classified information to Russian diplomats. More on this story with former US National Security Council member Eric Perlovsky after 7:30. I'm very interested to hear what he has to say about all this, Hamish, because it is a story that really seems to be having a big effect on the US's allies.
Interesting, the point you're making, though, about the intelligence coming from Israel and it related to an ISIS plot relating to laptops on aeroplanes. I think I noticed on the news last night the Australian government now saying that we're considering banning laptops on flights.
Yes, indeed. That did come out yesterday. Malcolm Turnbull is considering following the US and the UK's lead on that issue. Now, the issue here is that this specific piece of intelligence appears to have related to one specific plot in a specific city.
Right.
So whether or not that's more widespread than that, we don't know. But the issue is that if the details are about one plot in one specific city, then potentially Russian intelligence or someone else could reverse engineer the details and try and figure out who it was that gave it to Israeli intelligence, potentially putting the source at risk. So that's the big issue here, is whether by giving this information to Russia, he put any sources at risk, even if he didn't say what the source was.
Matt Bevan, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Hamish.
And we'll be talking more about that just after 7:30.